Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. O Sifune Mungu, all creatures of our God and King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Extra long opening tonight just because the connection and the network are working. So I'm thankful for that, and so I praise God for that. Praise God that we're actually broadcasting live instead of recordings, and has been the case for the last few weeks. 2 weeks ago, it didn't take at all. A week ago, we were able to get a recording up a little bit later. In both cases, had you called the conference line number 805-399-1000, code 778-103, at 8 o'clock Central Time, you could have heard it live. As is always the case, we'll try and do our best to get it posted later, if that's the state we're in. But I think by Sunday I was able to get last week's up and running. It was kind of a process, but we thank God that we were able to do that. And thank you for just your continued support in listening to the ministry and encouraging us in prayer. We thank God for what he's done for us this year thus far. And we're coming up on the halfway point of 2015. And it's this is kind of interesting because maybe somewhere towards the beginning of this year, I did a prayer line that was called, I called it the year of Jubilee. And I declared in that, I'm just saying that this is more coincidence, I'm supposing, than it is anything else. But I was saying that this is a year of Jubilee because it seemed like it was just a year that we had a series of prayers about how the year of Jubilee was going to take place this year. And the year of Jubilee is a time that Israel was to return to their original possession. And our prayers that night somewhere towards the beginning of this year was to say that this year we're going to return to our possession. The things that God has for his people, we are going to take back. The things that the enemy has tried to steal from us, our joy and our healing. And we talk about Psalm 103 prayers a few weeks back, and that those are the benefits of following Jesus Christ. He redeems our life from destruction, and he heals our disease, and he forgives us of iniquities, and all of those things. We're going to take anything that the enemy has stolen, and we're going to take it back, and we said that we are going to return to our possession this year in Jesus' name. And that was what we prayed. And it's so interesting that I was coming across some articles not that long ago about how, in actuality, the Day of Atonement this year, which falls in September, I believe, September-ish, 23rd, September 23rd, somewhere around there. These aren't things that I pay extremely close attention to, but it is something that I think is interesting, and to note that the Day of Atonement this year, 2015, to the Day of Atonement in 2016 will actually be the year of Jubilee, and that on the Jewish calendar. And that only happens every 50 years. And the last one happened in 1967, and the one before that was 1917. And those are all significant years, you can go back and find the Six Days War and what happened in World War I, and you see that those are significant time periods. And I'm not declaring anything as far as what that means, but I do know that in the physical it is the year of Jubilee, and we're just saying in the spiritual that this is the year of Jubilee. And those that are watching, again, these are not things God has shown me or anything, but that they are, I believe that there's more to it than just chance, to say that in that same time period that I'm talking about is the fourth blood red moon of the last 4 years that have all happened on Jewish holy days. And those red moons have been happening on, all of them have happened on Passover, or they've happened on feast days of some kind, the Day of Atonement and whatever. And so you can go look at those things, and I don't really have a lot to add to those. That's not my calling to declare those kinds of things. I'm just saying that the Bible tells us that men who have understanding in the last days will see these things and they'll know. And we know the one thing that I can tell you without any shadow of a doubt is that we are in the last days, and we need to be taking care of these days as if they're the last days, instead of taking care of them the way that people who don't have understanding. Saints, if you are listening to this broadcast, then you have some desire to get closer to God. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, it's not that you're any, I'm not trying to say that you're a special people for listening to this broadcast. What I am saying, you're a special people for wanting to know more about God. Some people are watching, you know, sports right now, or a comedy, or they're trying to be entertained, or they're out having a drink, or they're having a big meal, and they're trying to satisfy themselves. And what I'm trying to say is, you are choosing to do something different with your time. That makes you different than most people. Most people aren't listening to this program. Most people aren't spending their nights reading their Bible. Most people aren't spending their nights in prayer. You're a special people if these are the things you're choosing to do. And that is what we must do. We cannot be caught off guard chasing after the world and doing what the world says to do. We must be different, and we have to choose differently. We must do things differently than the world does, especially in these last days. This is a recurring theme of this broadcast over and over and over again. We go through messages that are basically following some kind of pattern such as this. We need to be repentant at all times. We need to be repentant at all times. We need to understand the times that we are in and act appropriately. Examples being, don't chase after the things of this world, but chase after the things of God. And lastly, God's people are appointed to go through trials and suffering, and prepare yourself to do so. If you don't do these things, then you could end up very easily being surprised someday and asked to go through something for which you are not prepared to deal with. I'll say that one more time. If you don't act appropriately in these times, in very short order, you could be asked to go through times that you are not prepared to go through because you did not prepare properly. Because it wasn't comfortable. It didn't suit you. It made you upset. It was hard. It's easier to do a different way, but the Bible tells us that narrow is the way that leads to life. That means we have to be choosing to do something different. That means that instead of doing worldly activity X, I do godly activity Y. And this is a day by day, minute by minute. Saints, when God says he is jealous, what does that mean? It means he's jealous. You say, well, that's obvious. You think about someone in the world, if they're jealous, how do they act? Well, that's how God is with us. He says, I want your time. I'm jealous. I want your time. Especially when you say, you get up on days for church and you say things such as, oh, Jesus, you're my all in all. He says, oh, is that right? Well, I'll see if that's the truth or not by your actions. And then you go out into the week and you do everything for yourself. Every choice that is made is for yourself. But what you eat, what you wear, what you talk about, the friends you hang out with, the thing, I don't want you go. Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't like that. I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't feel like doing that. Saints, if that's where we're at, I mean, that things need to change. It's not about you, and it's not about me. The answer is, God, what would you have me to do? And that's what we talked about last week. God, what would you have me to do? God, what would you have me to do? That is what we ask, not, I don't feel like that. I don't want to do that. And I'm saying that in a whiny voice because that's what it is. It's a whiny baby Christianity that many Christians today walk around in doing. I don't feel like eating that. That's just things that Jesus never said. I'm certain of that. I don't feel like doing that. I want to do this. I feel like doing something. It's all selfish. It would be different if people would say, I feel the Spirit of God leading me to do whatever activity it is. Well, I can say amen to that, but when you say, I don't feel like it, I know exactly where that's coming from. It's coming from you and selfishness. I don't feel like working today. I don't feel like praying today. I don't feel like reading my Bible today. I don't feel like singing today. Well, if Jesus lived that way, he could easily have said, and he did in the Garden of Gethsemane, I don't feel like dying today. And yet he did it anyway. Not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Jesus Christ put down his own flesh so that he could die for us and give us a shot at living with God forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to be in a place that we can shout unto God at all times, and that only comes from holiness. So many times, saints, we get caught in a place that all we can do is quote the Bible and shout out an emotion and nothing of substance really being there. May we get rid of that forever. Forever and ever. I'm tired of dead religion that is shown up in just words. We need the truth. We need the truth in our bones, in our soul. Not just words and quotes of Scripture, but something that is living and breathing inside of us that changes situations. That's what we need, and that's not going to come just by you or me sitting there and just playing games and doing whatever we want to do, saying, well, God, I hope you show up someday. And when you do, I'll be happy to receive you. But until then, I'm watching Seinfeld. I'm watching my TV show. I'm watching my football game. Is that seeking? Is that knocking? Is that asking? It's not any of those things. So it's you'll be receiving none of those things. Amen. Saints, as I clean out my house, clean out your house in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to the book of Proverbs tonight. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get it with all you're getting. Hallelujah. With all of your getting, get wisdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs chapter 1. And that will be the basis for our prayers tonight, Lord willing. Before then, we're going to just get into what we're supposed to do. And we're going to thank the Lord God, Jehovah, for all that he does. Amen. Let's go before God and thank him for what he has done for us today. We have much to be thankful for because we are alive. Just this week, we had an accident that happened at a lake nearby in which a young 20-year-old man, just newly married, I don't know how long, but not very long, was out on a boat with his wife and a tour guide, and they were fishing, and lightning struck the boat, and it killed the man, this 20-year-old man. Well, that could have happened to anyone. And, you know, I'll have to defer to Scripture on that. Did this man sin any worse than any others to have this happen? And Jesus' response was, no, but unless you repent, you shall likewise perish. And that's just saying that sometimes just accidents happen. They're not necessarily judgment, but unless you're under the protection of Jesus Christ, unless you're in the place that his, like the sparrow of the field, his eyes are on you, then anything can happen. Anything can happen. And I believe that that's what Jesus was teaching us through that scenario. But that's just to say, saints, we have much to be thankful for because God is watching us. He is keeping us and he is answering our prayer. So let's keep asking, seeking, and knocking. And we know he will do his part in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I do thank you today. I thank you that I am alive. I thank you, Lord, that you've had mercy upon me all the days of my life. All the days that the enemy has been trying to cut me short. And all the days that he has tried to cut my days short. You have kept me, Lord. And I thank you for that. I give you praise for that. For you have kept me, Lord, from the enemy's plans. And I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, Lord, that his will has not been done in my life, but your will has in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I give you praise for that. There are some people that went to sleep last night that did not wake up this morning. I thank you, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy and your grace towards me. Hallelujah. I give you praise, O Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the beginning and the end. You are the faithful. You answer prayer. You are all-powerful. You are all-knowing. And you are everywhere at all times. I thank you, Lord God, for your goodness to us. Praise the Lord. O Heavenly Father, you are the one who cares for us, who loves us, who found us in the field and picked us up and called us your own. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for adopting us and calling us into your family. And for those of us who are Gentiles, thank you, Lord, for making a way that we could find salvation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for taking your message past Jerusalem out into the world so that we could hear. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your answering our prayers that we've offered to say, watch us, Lord, watch our coming in and our going out. And you have done that faithfully in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers for good health. And you have returned those prayers with the affirmative that I want good health for you. Thank you, Lord, even for chastening, which causes us to be more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Lord, before we even ask for that, I pray that if there's anyone that we need to forgive, that we would let these things go right now in Jesus' name, and we would forgive. Maybe someone has damaged your feelings today, or maybe he's damaged some of your property today, or maybe they've acted foolishly and said things they should not have said. Well, you need to forgive them. So, Lord, let them go right now out of the prison of our heart. Those that have hurt us physically, emotionally, in Jesus' name, we let them go. We let this go in Jesus' name. We will not let this come into our bodies and destroy us. We pray that any open door that our lack of forgiveness has caused to stay open and the enemy to come in and out, we pray that that enemy would be cast out as we repent our lack of forgiveness. And we pray that you would shut that door and that he would no more enter in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we forgive those that have trespassed against us, I pray that you would forgive us for trespassing against you. Oh, Lord God, for our lack of faith. When we feel like giving up, when we know from your word that you have just said to press on, forgive us, O Heavenly Father. Forgive us, O Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins, of our complaining, and our folly. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, for the words that we use that are idle. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, for our thoughts, O Lord God, that are sinful and wrong. And forgive us, Lord, for our actions and our deeds, the ones that were wicked, the ones that we did that we should not have done, and the ones that we should have done that we did not do. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, and cover us in the blood of Jesus. For without you, we can do nothing. So we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 1, in verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. And that right there, saints, is the key. It's to perceive what words are understanding and to know them, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. So this is our first prayer, that we would know wisdom and instruction, and that we would perceive understanding, and that we'd receive instruction of wisdom and justice and judgment and equity. Saints, this is so profound of these prayers. These prayers are so profound to say that God would willingly give you these things. If you're simple, If you lack discretion, if you lack knowledge, God will give these things to you. The book of James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. And he who is a liberal giver will give to you liberally. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. This is the principal thing, wisdom. For by it you are the paths of life. Having wisdom and understanding isn't the difference between someone who is a skillful Christian and one who is simple, just this thing, the knowledge of what to do in whatever situation one finds himself in. Saints, if you find yourself in a place that you don't know what to do, it's not that it's wrong to ask someone else, but it's showing that you're lacking wisdom. And that there's always going to be someone that's more wise, so that's not the problem. But what we should say is, I want more wisdom. I want understanding. I want the situations that come across my path from day to day. I want to know how I should act, what I should say, what I should do. That's why wisdom is the principal thing, because Jesus had wisdom. He had wisdom above all things. He knew what to do in every circumstance. He knew what to say. He knew what not to say. He knew what to do. He knew what not to do. Because he had wisdom. Even the Pharisees, who were no slouches themselves when it came to having a keen mind, but he was able to outsmart them because he had wisdom. Hallelujah. So to know wisdom, saints, this isn't about going to the university. This isn't about going to school, at least in the physical. This isn't something you get a diploma and say, okay, now you have wisdom. This is only something God spiritual wisdom only comes from God. Hallelujah. So this is going to be our prayer. I'm going to pray as I'm led, verses 2 and 3. And I want you to do the same as you are led, for we need wisdom in this time, in this day. These are the last days. So we're going to pray Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. Amen. So declare it in Jesus' name, O Lord God, that I might know wisdom. I pray that I would know wisdom. O Lord, the knowledge to do and not do the things that you've asked us to do. O Lord God, that we would do the things you've asked and not do the things that you've commanded us not to do, O Lord God. O Heavenly Father, give us wisdom. Let us know wisdom. Let us know instruction. Let us perceive the words of understanding and turn away from the words of folly. Let us turn away from the desires of folly. Let us turn away from the things that distract us, Lord. Let us know wisdom. Let us know instruction. Let us perceive understanding. Let us receive instruction of wisdom. Let us receive the instruction of justice. Let us receive the instruction of judgment. Let us receive the instruction of equity. O Lord God, let us know judgment and equity and justice and wisdom and knowledge. Let us perceive when we are in the midst of wisdom and understanding. O Lord God, give us understanding. O Heavenly Father, we need understanding. We need power to carry it out in Jesus' name. We need power, O Lord God, to carry out wisdom and understanding. We need grace, O Heavenly Father, to carry out wisdom and understanding in our lives, O Heavenly Father. to carry out wisdom and understanding, Lord God. We need wisdom. We need grace. We need grace. We need grace, O Lord God. Heavenly Father, Lord, hear these prayers that we're asking. Because you say you will give liberally, O Lord God. Give till the cup runs over in Jesus' name. Fill my cup, Lord God. Fill my cup with wisdom. Fill my cup with understanding. Fill my cup, Lord God. Fill my cup, O Lord. Fill my cup with understanding and wisdom. O Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me receive instruction of wisdom. Let me not reject it. Let me receive it. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. I receive understanding. I receive justice. I receive judgment. I receive equity. I receive goodness in my spirit. I receive righteousness in my spirit. I receive holiness in my spirit. I receive the rejection of all things that are evil. And I accept the choosing of all those things which are good. Hallelujah. Was this not what was said and prophesied of Jesus Christ? Principal thing we would know about him is that he would know how to choose the good and refuse the evil. O Lord God, give me this wisdom. Above all things, let me get wisdom and understanding, for by it are the paths of life. Therefore, choose life. Let me choose life, Lord God. Let me choose life in Jesus' name. Let me choose life. Come what may, let me choose life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 2, our last prayer for tonight. Amen. Proverbs chapter 2, we prayed that we would receive these things. And here it says, my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and you lift up your voice for understanding, which we just did, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasure, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, and every good path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are two parts to this. What we've just prayed is one part. One part is you have to desire it, and the second part is you really have to want it. Now, wanting it isn't just crying out words tonight and then popping some popcorn watching movies. That's not going to cut it. That's just, you don't really want it. I'm just telling you that. There's a difference for hungering for righteousness and liking the appearance of it. What God is calling his church right now is that we would seek after it as the principal thing, not a secondary thing. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasure, because it is a hid treasure, saints, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our last prayer is that we're going to keep the path of judgment and that God will preserve our way. And that we would understand every good path. Verses 8 and 9. That's our last prayer tonight. But saints, don't forget these proverbs. Be this week, as God puts it on your heart, be praying through the proverbs. There's 31. There's certain things to be prayed in every chapter. For instance, and why we're doing this again is maybe this prayer is not something you're just given to do for hours upon end. Just pick up the Bible and you can just pray. Pick up any chapter. You're going to find things that you can pray into your spirit. For instance, Chapter 3, verse 1, my son, forget not my law. So the prayer becomes, O Lord God, let me not forget your law. The enemy is trying to steal the law out of my mind, O Lord God, let me not forget it. And you can go on and on and on. Write them upon the table of your heart. So you could pray that, God, write your word on the table of my heart, so that I will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. And you say, well, how can, I mean, boy, those sound fancy prayers. Well, we didn't come up with them. It's God that said those things. And in time, you're going to see that God is starting to teach you how to pray. And you might find yourself praying for hours on end. There's some saints that are really given to prayer that they pray all night and they don't think anything of it. It's not like a big chore. It's what they do. Amen. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. O Lord God, keep me in the paths of judgment and preserve the way of your saints. Preserve our way, Lord God. The enemy wants to destroy us, but preserve our way. Preserve our way when we're losing our grip. Preserve our way when we are barely hanging on. Preserve our way when the enemy is coming against us from the north and the south and the east and the west. Preserve our way, Lord God. Preserve our way. The Bible tells us that you are the one that preserves the way of his saints, O Lord God. Preserve our way in Jesus' name. Preserve our way this week. Preserve our way this month. Preserve our way this year. Preserve our way until we take our last breath. Preserve our way, Lord God. Preserve our way, O Heavenly Father. Even according to your word, preserve our way, for we are your saints. We are here taking this time to strengthen our faith. Preserve our way, Lord God, in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. Preserve our way. Make us hold on, Lord God. Preserve our way, O Heavenly Father. Preserve my way. Preserve the life of the saints. Preserve the way of the saints. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yea, O Lord, let me understand every good path. Let me understand every good path, Lord. Let me understand every good path. Let me always know if I should go to the left or to the right. Let me always hear your voice, O Lord God. and not be deceived by my own spirit. Let not my will be done, but your will be done, Lord God. Let me know if I should turn to the left or to the right. In Jesus' name, let me know every good path, and let me know every wicked path, and let me always choose the good path. Let me always choose the good path, Lord. Even when I don't feel like it. In Jesus' name, let discretion preserve me, and let understanding keep me, to deliver me from the way of evil and the man that speaks evil things. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's worthy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Saints, this is another week of Wednesday night prayer. I pray that it blesses your soul. I pray that you will overcome daily. Continue in prayer, for it is a discipline that God needs us to know. He needs us to be reading the Bible. And as we are able, committing it to memory. Committing it to memory so that it is written on your heart. He needs you to be in learning how to pray and to praise and to stay in the Spirit in Jesus' name. You say, well, that's a lot of time. It might be. But we, as we've been saying, look at the checkbook of your time, your time checkbook, and see how you're spending your free time. And even your work time. Because even when you're working, you can have your mind on Christ. And saints, what I'm trying to tell you is that we need to repent. We need to repent. We need to know. We need to be refusing those things that are folly and chasing after those things that are good. And we need to start to understand that God's people and the way of God's people is going to be a path of suffering on some level. Some more, some less. That's what God has called his people to do. And we need to be preparing ourselves for it in Jesus' name. This is not just words, saints. This is something that God has shown me that we need to be doing. We need to be preparing ourselves. Those are specific words, preparing ourselves so that we'll be ready for whatever God calls us to do. Praise the Lord. May God bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you this week. May you be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. May the enemies that come before you one way flee before you seven ways in Jesus' name. May the basket and store of your spirit be blessed in Jesus' name. And may you walk on serpents and scorpions in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may they never hurt you. May you pick up the snake and his bite never harm you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you be blessed in your health, blessed in your mind, in Jesus' name. May you be blessed in your work, and may you be blessed in your study and your reading of the Word of God. May your prayer life be blessed, and may the words of your mouth be blessed. May there not be curses come out in Jesus' name. May the thoughts and the meditations of your heart be blessed, and may they be pleasing unto God in Jesus' name. May your countenance shine forth this week in such a way that others will see the witness of Jesus Christ and be drawn unto him and not unto you in Jesus' name. May your life be a living epistle in Jesus' name. May your life be as a sweet song that has no wrong notes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May you be blessed, and may God take every curse away from you in Jesus' name. May every curse against you, may every curse that's been spoken against you, may every negative word that's been spoken against you be canceled in Jesus' name. May they be canceled in Jesus' name. May every curse and every spell be broken in Jesus' name. And may deliverance be found in your body in Jesus' name from every foul and wicked spirit that is afflicting you. Every cancer, every health issue, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, saints. Overcome. Be found to be a good soldier. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Love you and Maranatha.
Territory.